The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 24, 1974, in Bombay, India.
The first business is to fix up the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then, engage the tongue in describing the activities of Krishna. But therefore Krishna has acted in so many ways so that we can remember the history of the activities of Krishna and describe. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunana. Then the legs should be used for going to the temple. Hands should be used for cleansing the temple. Nose should be used for smelling the flowers offered. Ears should be used for hearing about Krishna. In this way, if we engage our senses in different activities relating to Krishna, that is satsang. This is Krishna consciousness. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnana. Aye, Sardar. So, now we can talk. Hare Krishna. Both din baad ab practical purpose. This land and that water is matter. But we are walking on the land. Can we walk on the water?
Who is walking?
Huh? You are walking, I am walking.
Our body is walking.
So long you are...
Body is matter.
In the body, so we have to behave duality. You cannot say oneness. When you are liberated from the body, that is another thing. For practical purposes, this philosophy was discussed by the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was a child. This philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given very nice sweetmeats to eat. So, instead of eating the sweet meat, he was eating the dirt. So, Maharaja, my dear child, why you are eating dirt? I have given you sandesh. Mother, what is the difference between this, dirt and sandesh? It is all Brahma. You see? So, his mother said, my dear child, you are all right. Just like this is earth, and there is earthen pot. See, if you want to keep water, you cannot throw the water on the ground. You have to take the earthen pot. So, this philosophy of oneness and difference was already discussed when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a child. Simultaneously one and different. Yes. Earthen pot. And earth, actually, from the material point of view, they are the same thing. But if you want to keep water, you cannot keep it on the ground. You have to take to the jug. Boliye Sardar ji, theek hai?
I promise you, I won't. Because you are trying to choke me.
No, I am not. We should have discussion. That is nice.
Shall we then start?
Yeah.
Under your command?
Yeah.
All right. Maya adhyakshe.
Maya adhyakshe na prakiti syate sacharacharam. Hetu nani na kauntiya jagat bhi parivartate.
That means?
Because of my direction. hetunarina, on this account. Maya, Maya Dhakshena, under my superintendent. Just like these boys and girls, my students, they are working under my direction. They are individuals. I am also individual. And they have got their independence to obey us, not to obey. But still, they are directed under my supervision. Similarly, this material nature has got individual power. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika achayi vajasya bhavanani vivarti dugga. But still, jasya icchanu rupamapi cheshtate sa. That material nature is working under the direction of the Supreme Person. Therefore, Govind Namadi Purusha. Oh, aapko to bahut dekhen.
We call him baby. He is innocent like a baby.
Yeah. That is very good quality. But sometimes babies are misled.
Yata pravruti bhutanam ena sarvam idam tatam.
Yeah.
Svakarmanatam abhyasa siddhi siddhi mindatam.
Sang siddhi lavate nara.
So, now let us end. Jena sarvam idam tatam.
Jena sarvam. Jena. That is person. Jena. That is not impersonal. That is person. Is it not?
Yes. You have to say yes before you.
No, no. Yes, you are a Sanskrit scholar.
No, I am not. I am just knowing little Sanskrit.
No, no. Jena. This word means person.
Yaha. Saha. Asau.
Jaya. Jena. This is person.
Svakarmanatam abhyarcha.
Yes.
Siddhi minnatiman. Now that girl, the doctor lady, you choked the other day. In the morning. She would think, wanted that I am practicing medicine and serving people, and you call you are a fool, and you are a damn poor. She is doing the...
No, he is not serving. Her he is serving. Everyone is serving money. Money.
Just for service, then
she is all right. Abhyarcha, Sindhim Bindadim.
This serving, everyone is serving, unless he pays, no service.
There is no service.
That is not service.
We expect payment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
service. Krishna
shall comes automatically, then do you want to throw it away in the sea?
It is everyone in this material world serving somebody.
Yes.
Serving somebody. Because he's servant.
He is serving somebody or everybody.
Yes, sir. No.
More or less it is so correlated.
Everybody or somebody. Everyone servant is nobody servant. That is the English problem. Anyway, his service is there. You cannot live without service.
Without service, yes.
That is not possible. Any one of us serving somebody. But the result is this material service, I have given several times the example that Mahatma Gandhi, he gave so much service, the result was he was killed. He was killed. Nobody thought, that person did not think that, oh, this gentleman, old man, he has given so much service to us. Suppose I do not agree with him. Oh, how can I kill? So, people are so much ungrateful. You see? That whatever service you may render, they will never be satisfied.
The service was swakarmana.
No, no, first of all, I am describing the service. What is service? Service means a servant, a master. And the transaction between the master and the servant is called service. Try to understand what is service. So we have created so many masters. The white master, the family master, the country master, the legislative master, this master, that master, you see? And we are giving service. Oh, it is my duty, I am giving service. But ask anybody if you are satisfied. You say, sir, what you have done?
You won't be satisfied.
No, they'll never be satisfied. Karma then. But this service is service to my calm, crows, low, moh, masters. I am giving service to my wife because she satisfies me by sense gratification. Therefore, I am not giving service to my wife, but I am giving service to my senses. So, ultimately, we are servants of the senses. We are nobody's servant. This is our material position. Yes. Ultimately, we are servant of our senses. So, the position is, constitutionally I am servant. But at the present moment, being conditioned by the material nature, I am giving service to my senses. Hare Krishna. But, if I give service to the master of the senses, Rishikesha, because senses, they are not independent. They are also dependent. Suppose I am now moving my hands, but if the master of my hand, Krishna, paralyzes it, no more moving. Neither I can renovate the moving capacity of my hand. Therefore, I am not master. Although I am claiming I am master of my hand, master of my leg, but actually I am not. The master is different. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha, master of the senses. Therefore, the service should be transferred. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevalang Bhaktimcha. We have engaged our senses for different purposes. But when we engage our senses for the service of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti. Bhakti is also service. But it is not service to the senses, but it is service to the master of the senses. This is bhakti. So, constitutionally I am servant. I cannot become master. I have to serve. So if I don't serve the master of the senses, then I will have to serve the senses. This is all.
I wanted a little explanation on this. Svakarmana karmadhyaya.
Yes, svakarmana.
Svakarmana. Now the karma of a man, I will speak for the while. Huh?
Yes.
The karma of a man depends upon his position in the society, whether he is a kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, like me.
Yes.
And whether he is a sannyasi or a
grahastha.
That karma.
Yes.
And that karma when he does, without expectation of any fruits, that karma is as good as bhakti according to this line. Sa karma tam abhyasa siddhim
milati. Then without the result should be there. But tam and to Krishna. Give the result to Krishna. Tam abhyasa. Not tam, self. You earn lakhs of rupees, but tam abhyasa. Give to Krishna. Not take it yourself. Or distribute among your children. That is self. Tam abhyasa.
Tama bhakti. First of all, understand this verse.
Karmana.
Tama bhakti.
Yes.
How can you abhyarcha the karma?
No.
That is what I want to know.
Not karma.
Karmana abhyarcha.
Karma. Karmana by your work. That's why you are working as a medical practitioner. So you earn lakhs of rupees. Give to Krishna. That is tama bhakti. Then you become perfect. That is also confirmed in Bhagavata.
Just you have already explained that
our karma according to varna and ashrama. Akapumbi Dijasrishta. Varna ashrama vibhagas. Everyone is working according to varna and ashrama. So, sanusthitasya dharmasya. Anyone who is serving according to his dharma, I mean, in here a doctor or somebody else, according to his occupational duty, he is serving. But he has to see. Sakarmana tamabhacha, Sanskrit Dilabhadi, it is Gita, and it is said, Sanasthitasya dharmasya, sansiddhi. Perfection. What is that? Harito sana. We have to see whether Krishna is satisfied. So you earn lakhs of rupees and give it to Krishna. Krishna said, that karasi, never mind what you are doing. Kurishya dad madharma. Give me it. No, sir. I'm serving you, but the money is in my pocket.
Everything is Krishna's. How can you give anything? Even a leaf.
Oh, yes, yes. That's like that these boys and girls are giving. That is the philosophy. These boys, girls, they are giving everything. Whole life. Whole life. Them, no, they do not ask even a single price from me. They are, my dear sir, please give me 400, I'll go to the cinema. You see, they are having everything they have given. This boy, you like this, Giriraj, he is earning at least 50,000 per month. Not a single price, even 50 NP he does not keep. This is service. They are not poor. They are earning. But everything for Krishna.
How are you earning 50,000 per month?
Yeah, 50,000. Because 50 members, 1,100 rupees. He makes at least 2-3 members. If somebody adds that, average 50,000. Not a single 50 NP keeps. There are many, all of them. Not that everyone is earning 50,000, but even 50,100 or 55, everything for Krishna. That is tamak culture. And if you divide partially, the some percentage for Krishna, some percentage for my sense gratification, then Krishna says, Je jathavan prabhadvanti tam kuthayo hajam. Proportionately. If you have spent 10% of your energy for Krishna, Krishna is 10% for you. And if you spend 1% for Krishna, Krishna is 1%. Responsive cooperation. Yes. This institution has advanced so much all over the world because we have got these boys who have dedicated everything for Krishna. Therefore, they are so quickly advanced all over the world. They do not think of anything of personal. Sangsiddhi harito sana. Krishna is also. Sangsiddhi means perfection. Sangsiddhi paramangata.
What is Sangsiddhi actually?
Sangsiddhi means perfect perfection. Sammak perfection.
What is perfection?
Perfection means you are living entity. You are living entity. You are rotting in this material world. Get free from this material world. Go back to home. That is Sangsiddhi. We are suffering so much on account of being in the material world. Titar jantana. Threefold misery. And everyone is trying to get out of the miseries, but that is not possible in the material world. Therefore, you get your spiritual form, go back to Krishna and dance with him. That is Sangsiddhi. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeti kodya. This is after giving us this body, no more accepting any more material body. Then, is zero? No, mameti. He comes to me, to dance with me, to play with me. That is something. Kitapunna punya. When Sukadeva Goswami was describing the cowherd's boy playing with Krishna, he described, ittam brahma sukhanubhutya. Ittam satang brahma sukhanubhutya. Dasangatanang paradayutena. Maya Sitanang Naradarakena Sadhang Bijarahu Kritapunna Punya. These boys, these cowherd boys, they have accumulated Kritapunna Punya, heaps of pious activities. Therefore they are now allowed to play with Krishna. Kritapunna Punya. Not ordinary thing. So, the impersonalists, they cannot understand. What is this? Playing with Krishna, cowherd boy? But here it is a kritapunna punya. This is not ordinary thing. Ittam brahma sukhanubhutya satam. Those who are trying to appreciate brahma sukha, for them, here is the supreme truth, Krishna. And dasangatanang pradajivatena. And those who have accepted to become the servant of the Lord, for them here is the supreme personality of God. And mayasitanang naradarakena mudha, mayasitanang. They are thinking, hey, is Krishna ordinary boy? What is this? But they are playing. These boys are playing with him. Why? Kritapunna punya. Of many lives, five activities, they have come to this position. Kritapunna punya. Maya sitanang narudarati. Hare Krishna. To understand Krishna and to engage himself in the service of the Lord, it requires a qualification completely. Jesam antagatam papam. Janana punyakarma. Those are simply, this is the highest punya karma, to engage one's life's activities only for the service of Krishna. That is the greatest punya karma. And material punya karma, a little discrepancy, just like the nirga, what is that? He was very charitable, distributing cows, and little mistake, he had to become an alligator.
Yes. Yes. Then, yes. And he fell into that.
Well.
And that those boys came and Krishna saved him.
Daily thousands of cows he was distributing.
And one day Brahmin's cow was wrongfully given.
So this material,
Brahman was like this.
Pious activities like that, there is risk. There is risk.
Shall we go there?
Acha. We shall go a little more. Little more. Kritapunna punya.
Kal se jari jaldi nara saap uthao.
No, aam to ud jata hai. Baki wo to start when there is little light. Not in the dark.
Before we were starting earlier, we parted with this. Now we are doing at 6:30.
Not 6 hours.
Real pleasure is really very fine here. They come here at 5 o'clock.
They want to come when there is little light. I can come at 2 o'clock.
Shall I come Monday?
Everyone knows. Shall I come Monday
at 3 o'clock and break
here? Anytime. I get up at 1 o'clock. Everyone knows.
I get up at 3 o'clock and read. Monday.
So you are late riser than me. No? I rise at 1 o'clock.
And you go to bed at 12?
No.
9 o'clock?
No. I go to bed between 10 to 11.
I go to bed at 9:30. I must go to bed early.
Yeah. All right, let us.
Dal chapati. Oh, he had a very good cook that day. I don't know how he ran away or where.
Sometimes they smoke biri. That is the difficulty.
In the presence of the kitchen itself. But
they do also. That is the difficulty.
We don't allow them to do.
And they will drink tea, smoke.
They always drink tea, all the cooks.
That is the difficulty. That. We do not want to set such bad examples. The Hindu system is very hygienic.
Yes. Extremely hygienic. This is the WCs also.
Everything.
We have extremely clean. Some of the WCs, you must have those glazed tiles.
These European American fires, they give up there. Smoking heavy, drinking tea heavy, all heavy. Meat eating, immediate. But if we ask any Indian, he has to consider for 3 generations.
That is because they have been so trained from childhood, you know.
They have been trained from childhood, meat eating, drinking wine, drinking tea, smoking, or illicit sex. But they give up, baby.
But in hygiene also, we have to be our way.
They are observing hygienic principle as far as possible. The only thing is, they require little guidance. Nonsense. I am not this body.
That's right. So then the mosquitoes also have no body.
Huh?
Mosquitoes are.
And they tolerate. Actually, they tolerate. Because they actually think that I am not this body. Let the mosquito bite my body.
So mosquitoes are also no body.
Narottam Das Thakur says, Deha smriti nahi jar, samsara bandhan kahata. One he is beyond the conception of body, he has no obligation of these material things. Just like there are many sadhus, they simply remain naked body. Even in severe cold,
They have reached that avadhut dasa.
That
stage you must reach.
No. Yes. Somehow or other, they have burned to some extent. Never mind the mosquito, let bite. I am not this one.
Trying to hypnotize them.
Huh? Actually, they are doing. Although we see that from bodily point of view, they have become weak. But they don't care for it. They see, if they had been weak, how they are chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. They are not weak at all. I said, dance nahi kar sakta, mota mota.
Aro gugra thoda lao, bandh hai na padega. Yes, yes.
Now let me dance, and then I shall jump over your head. This is philosophy. Now I am Das, and then I become your master.
How can you be master when I am nothing? When I am Das, then I will be nothing before you.
That is voidism. You are something, or you are nothing.